it's been beamed to radios and VHFs all across Western Alaska for decades, heard in fish camps during summers and in homes in the middle of winter. It's also been a fixture on KNOM's airwaves for years. And if you're a regular listener, you've probably heard something like it countless times before.
Marine forecast, Western Alaska coastal waters, 4 p.m. Sunday to 6 p.m. Monday outlook, 6 p.m. Tuesday. A 1,007 millibar low over the Seward Peninsula moves south.
But now the marine forecast and other broadcasts from NOAA Weather Radio are changing, possibly as early as this week. The voices of federal employees at the Weather Service reading the weather are being replaced by Tom.
Tuesday night, cloudy, chance of rain showers, lows in the 30s, northwest wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour.
That's Tom, one of at least two voices available for the automated weather system that, after being installed at nearly every other weather outpost in the nation, is coming to Nome and radios across Western Alaska.
So on our NOAA Weather Radio, we have routinely, every day, for all those years and so forth, read the local forecast and the regional forecast, and then including the marine forecast, and we're going to be switching over to digitized forecast.
Jerry Steiger with the Weather Service in Nome says that Nome and Kodiak are the only two places left in Alaska that still have Weather Service employees read the weather every day. Steiger says sometime this week that will come to an end in Nome, and Tom will take over.
I like it, and I think everybody that's been through here has enjoyed doing the broadcast and giving a voice to the National Weather Service. It's been my reluctance to let it happen here. I was always curious to, you know, walk into a store or somewhere or listening on the radio, and you'd hear your voice occasionally. So, obviously our voices will not be on the radio anymore.
Steiger says the new system has been programmed to accurately pronounce the unique names and places in Western Alaska, and he says it's been tested elsewhere in the nation for years to make sure that can hold up during emergencies.
The system that they have in place to be able to do these warnings can be done very quickly via this automation. So the technology is there, and it's a very reliable technology.
Steiger says the National Weather Service has been taking records in Nome since 1907 and has been broadcasting since the 1960s. While the people collecting the weather data may no longer be heard on the radio after this week, Steiger says that they'll still be there, making sure that Tom has the right information to broadcast to the rest of the world.